Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Weather?
Oh, it's going to get cold this week.
Oh.
Highs in the 60s.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
Terrible.
Well, they're hoping that by the weekend we may have a half an inch of rain, and they're hoping that that means that there'll be a few inches up in the mountains for skiing. So,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it warms back up before the kids get here on Christmas.
They're all going to come down and clobber you, huh?
Pardon me, Monty?
They're all coming down?
Well, I hear they have plane reservations for them all, but my two grandsons may not. They both have jobs.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, getting to that time in their life, so.
Yeah, I was listening. Pat and Mac did. We did our power training here this weekend.
And, oh yeah.
Pat and Mac talked about that was one of the main, I guess, pretty much educated us about was how the big turn in regards to jobs, everything else. But when they made the statement that 73% of the kids that are graduating from college right now can't find a job, that's actually amazing. Just blows my mind. We're really into a hurting situation in this country, and it's not going to just go away just because of some good report. We're here for years to come, so.
That's right. That's right.
Interesting power training. It really was. It made a whole lot of sense. I couldn't believe the people that stood up, that worked for, like Microsoft, the state of Washington, big companies here in Washington. And how a lot of them now are starting to cut people back to part-time. There even one guy who'd been at Microsoft for 30 years, they even let him go, but brought him back as a contractor.
Yeah, independent contractor.
Came on a low salary with a performance bonus. So if it doesn't meet his requirement, he doesn't get the bonus. So that's one way they're starting to do now, is hire them back at low rates and then working them on performance bonuses, weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever.
Wow. Wow.
Good morning, all.
Oh, well, good morning, Steve. Welcome back. Yeah.
Good to be back.
Well, hope you had a good time.
It was a fun time. It was awesome to be able to give Ruth and Dennis a hug. That was amazing.
Yeah, I hear there were a lot of people there at Shirley's in-home, huh?
Yeah, it was nice. Good crowd.
Good.
A lot of fun.
It's time you got to go all the way to Hawaii to give Ruth a hug.
It was worth it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Love those guys. Love you guys.
Yeah. Well, glad to have you back. Thanks.
Back at you.
Yeah. Who else is here this morning? I know we have several on the call, and it only shows me and Monty on the computer. You guys noticed that I wasn't faking it last week when I could not get those on. There really was a problem with WebEx. So you noticed by Friday they were up again, so.
Well, I hear Mary there. This is Dan.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, it was not me, you guys. Glitch.
Thank you for helping them, Mary Lou.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, that was such a great call Saturday. Did all of you get on Vance's call Saturday morning?
Yes, that was wonderful.
No, it was. And, you know, the funny thing was, about 26 minutes into that, he talked about his friend that came over that was in, they were getting him ready for dialysis. And I had a lady here at my house last week for my in-home, and every single thing that it was what Ron talked about on Vance's call, every single thing that he suggested is exactly what I was suggesting to this lady. So I got pretty excited, and I called Vance right away and said, I hope that was recorded. And he said, well, it was. He let me get in there to get the recording, so that was just super. And so anyway, I've got that out to the lady. She's already listening. She already had purchased a few things, and she is signing up the day after Christmas. So I just wanted her to be sure to hear that, because we had a friend in Yakima that managed to hold off kidney transplant for about 10 years. And so anyway, we can help people. That's what I love about what we do. Hey, we're late. Good morning, everybody. Is there anybody here that would please speak up, tell us where your name and where you're calling from? We appreciate it.
Good morning, Mary Liz. This is Margaret.
Margaret from Tennessee. Good morning, Margaret.
And this is Nancy, but for some reason it's not accepting my password. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Good
morning, everyone.
Okay, good morning, Nancy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. This is Mary Lou Raritan, and we want to welcome you to our Health Style Call. Our mission is to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices and becoming more mind and body fit. And this is really more my mastermind group here, because I have learned so much in the 11 months or so since Bruce put this program together. And I just absolutely love all of you guys, all the information that you bring to the call, and just really appreciate it, because I have learned a lot. I thought I knew everything, but I've learned a lot from you guys in the past 11 months since we've been on this program. So, you know, a lot of people are confused about which way to go, what to do. There's a lot of information out there in the media, and that's what I love about this group, is that we are constantly studying and finding, you know, good resources, reliable resources from people that we admire and that we respect. And so it really helps us when we know where the information's coming from. It really helps us to make the decisions that are right for us. And you know what? I got Ruth's slides. I put Monday on here, and I forgot Ruth, and I changed. I should have gone to my Wednesday slides. But anyway, here we go. Monday, as always, let's just cover briefly the basics. In order to be healthy, stay healthy, we want to make sure that we drink our prime egg water every single day, and we want to have at least our body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh... Well, we have here 8 8-ounce glasses. That would be 64 ounces of water. That would be perfect for a 128-pound person. If you weigh a little more, you need more water. If you live in a hot area or you exercise, you are going to definitely be losing more water, so you want to compensate for that. You want to add more water. So be sure to get your water. Here's your little journal, so you can just check off the little boxes as you drink your water. Be sure to get your Nikin sleep, very important, especially this time of the year when there are so many bugs out there. We want to keep our immune system strong. Be sure to get your sleep, 7 to 8 hours on our Nikin sleep system. Get your exercise, 30 minutes. We had an article recently that said that people that don't exercise can be just as bad as smoking. So... I don't know if I agree with that, but we definitely want to get out there and make sure that we get our exercise. Take our Nikin Nutritionals, and this the year especially, let's be building up our immune system, and so with that, I would definitely be talking about the J. Greenzymes, the Siaga, the lactoferrin, the immunity. Of course, I always take my Progesterol and our Mega Dailies. And then what else did I miss? Body balance, liver support, and digestion. Those are all very, very, very important. Journal what we're doing and eat our three meals and have our couple of snacks. They can be little snacks. And just keep our blood sugar at an even keel. Our journaling is really telling us, you know, what if what we're doing is right for us, because every single one of us is different. So as long as we're writing down what we're eating and jotting that down, if a couple hours later we're falling asleep, or if we're, you know, not feeling good, if we're getting a headache or something, we can usually go back and see what was that that I just, you know, that I put in my body that did not agree with me. So that is our journal. We want to eat more alkaline than we want to eat more alkaline than acidic foods. We want to balance. We want to try to, if we're going to have, let's say, for instance, we're going to have some meat. We're going to have a steak. Let's make sure that's going to be in the acidic area. Let's make sure that we balance that out by eating lots of things on this alkaline side, like a great big salad. I like to make my salad with, 7 to 10 different vegetables in it. That's a meal in itself. So that's how we balance it. Anybody have any comments about that? That is our overview and getting back to the basics. Okay, I wanted to kind of pick up on what I talked about last week with Dr. Blaylock. Some of us get the Blaylock Wellness Report. And as I said, we have these people that we have become to know and trust and admire, and this is where we get a lot of our information. I know somebody commented to me that the Blaylock newsletter comes out, and that what we liked about Dr. Blaylock was the fact that he doesn't make any money from advertising anything, and then all of a sudden we're getting advertisements in our Blaylock newsletter. But he did put a note in his newsletter that says advertisements for various supplements may appear in this newsletter or are attached to the newsletter, and I have nothing to do with these advertisements. I do not endorse them. The only supplements I endorse are those that I list in the newsletter. This is not to say that I object to the supplements. It's just that I'm not familiar with the supplements being advertised. Please note that this advice is generic and not specific to any individual. You should consult with your doctor before undertaking any medical or nutritional course of action. Okay, I was going to pick up on the flu, because his latest newsletter is about the flu. And I heard a doctor just briefly, I happened to be walking through the room, must have been news or something, and I heard a doctor say this weekend that this is the worst season for flu that they have seen in, you know, decades. And it seems like I hear that just about every year, so I kind of ignore it when I hear it. But they said that the flu vaccine that's out there seems to be the right one. It seems to do a good job on fighting this flu virus that's out there this time. Now, again, we all need to make the decision that we think is right for us. So what we're doing here on this call is just giving you information so that you can make the decision that is right for you. But what I covered last week, one thing that he said, or a few of the things just to give you an overview, is that the vaccine is worse than an infection because the vaccine will cause immune cell activation in the brain for a much longer time. One of the problems with the vaccination is that it activates the immune system, will not allow it to shut down even years later. A lot of bystander damage is being done throughout the body and the brain. low-grade brain inflammation caused by viruses explains why we feel so bad when we are infected and we experience symptoms like lethargy, insomnia, irritability, difficulty thinking. This is called sickness behavior. With the vaccines, it can continue for years, leading to such neurological problems as depression, seizures, narcolepsy, and multiple sclerosis. Okay, that's what we talked about last week. So, Dr. Blaylock says that the best line of defense, our first line of defense, is our diet. And, the other thing, he said the vaccines are the hardest on the elderly and the young. And he says one has to ask, if the vaccines are of no benefit to the immune suppressed, why are health authorities still vaccinating these individuals? Studies clearly show that they are at the highest risk of vaccine complications. One of the grand delusions perpetrated by the vaccine manufacturers is that vaccines are the answer to preventing infectious diseases such as the flu. Vaccines increase antibodies against a particular strain of microorganism, but our main defense against infections is not antibodies. It's rather cellular immunity. Cellular immunity is our primary defense against infection. These cells are the early responders to infection and do most of the killing, and vaccines can actually suppress cellular immunity. So your main defense against infections, which can have both positive and negative effects, is your diet. He says he's a people watcher. He observes what people eat, especially when he's in a restaurant, what they eat and what they drink. Most people eat rather badly, even when they think they're being healthy. He says, for example, most people using dressings on their salads, such as a creamy ranch or Thousand Island, most are using dressings on their salads, such as creamy ranch or Thousand Island, or oil-based. And these creamy dressings are high in glutamate, which can worsen the cytokine storm. And let me see here. Oil-based dressings most often contain one of the omega-6 oils, such as canola, safflower, sunflower, corn, soybean, or peanut oil. These are known to suppress immunity, especially cell-mediated immunity, and they are frequently oxidized, which converts them into especially harmful oils. Isn't that hydrogenated? Oxidized. Instead of that, get this, you guys, people should use either extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil on their salads. Dr. Blaylock said that. diets that include a lot of meat, especially beef, supply large amounts of absorbable iron, which can worsen infections and increase free radical damage. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, not eating a ton of meat. We don't. Our quantities have decreased over the years by quite a bit, but we do eat meat. High levels of simple carbohydrates and sugar feed bacteria, suppress immunity, and stimulate free radical damage by increasing advanced glycation end products, those AGEs, in the tissues. We see high levels of AGEs in people with diabetes. Diets high in sugars and simple carbohydrates are a major cause of this hardening of the arteries. It's too early in the morning for me to try to say that word. Atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis. Hardening of the arteries. Isn't it interesting that we always have a lot of illness after around the holidays. Halloween, when we're eating so much candy, the kids are eating so much candy, Easter, Christmas time. I think that it's more the sugar intake than it is the weather. want to make sure we take a high intake of nutrient-dense vegetables along with some fruits and spices, because that's going to reduce one's risk of infections. Many of the flavonoids in plants inhibit viral replication and therefore prevent viral infection of cells. They're also quite potent anti-inflammatories and strengthen tissue barriers to microorganism invasion. People should eat at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. However, be warned that fruits are high in sugars, so should be eaten only in limited amounts. And I noted there my Siaga. This is really an important time to make sure that we're getting our Siaga. I believe that's got 3 grams of sugar in a serving. Dr. Blaylock says, I prefer to blenderize the vegetables for maximum absorption. We've talked about that before. Liquids help flush out poisons from the tissues. They improve blood flow and protect the kidneys. In the South, he says many people drink sweet tea, and this is made from black tea. We've talked about this before, and black tea has high levels of aluminum and fluoride. And then adding lemon to your tea greatly increases aluminum absorption. He advises that people drink either white or green tea. These have very low levels of aluminum fluoride and higher levels of tea polyphenols, the catechins, which bind and reduce bacterial and viral growth. And always be sure to drink filtered water. He says that the white and green tea also directly inhibit the flu virus. So, anybody have any comments about that so far? Boy, we got a quiet group this morning.
Mary Lou, you mentioned
yes.
Sweet tea. I remember when it was hard. Well, now I can go in and order unsweetened tea. I do that because I like it. I like it always, and no sugar. But before I found out that I shouldn't have all the sugar. But when you go in and ask for unsweetened tea, they look at you like you're kind of strange, you know. All they have mostly is sweet tea, but now they do have the unsweetened, although they do ask if you want the some artificial sweetener to go in it, because they still, I don't think, understand that people like it without sugar, without sweet.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Margaret. I ask as well when I want to have iced tea. Is it already sweetened? Oh, yes. 99% of the time it is. So.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. And, more advice for protecting yourself against the flu is avoid smoking and nicotine patches. Nicotine is a very powerful immune suppressant. This explains why smoking is strongly linked to many types of cancer. He had a friend, Dr. Blaylock had a friend who decided to use a nicotine skin patch to treat an immune-related neurological disorder, and soon after he developed a terrible case of shingles, which results from immune system suppression. Children living in households with smokers are also at risk, so I don't know very many people that smoke anymore. Avoid indoor insecticide use. Numerous insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides can alter immune function. Should not be used indoors. This includes mothballs. I always thought mothballs were okay. I don't have them, but boy, they were always in my grandma's closet. Mothballs. Guess you don't see them anymore. Make sure you get adequate sleep and avoid excess stress. Here we are going into the holidays. So get adequate sleep and avoid excess stress and that avoid that sugar. Sleep is essential for good immune function and maintaining low stress levels. There are other forms of stress that also impair immunity, such as work stress, marital stress. Stress especially suppresses cellular immunity. And engage in regular exercise. Exercise is vital to good immune function. But listen to this. Excessive exercise can severely suppress your immune system. Marathon runners and Ironman contestants often suffer from repeated colds and prolonged bouts of the flu for this very reason. Certain nutrients, such as high-dose vitamin C, can help overcome this immune suppression.
and I finally got smart enough to increase my vitamin C and make sure that I was taking it away from food, which is something I learned from this call. So he has some immune-enhancing nutrients that stave off infections, and I've not had a chance to research them, and some of them I have never heard of. So I think, you know, unless somebody has a specific issue, I think we have absolutely wonderful immune products. I think our immunity with all the different mushrooms is one of the finest products on the market, and again, the Siaga and our Jade Greenzymes and our Lactoferrin, but I know we do take some other things, but then he does mention, too, the vitamin D3. It stimulates the production of antimicrobial peptides, and the vitamin D3 carrier protein generates a very powerful activator of immune cells, this macrophages. A growing number of studies have shown that low levels of vitamin D3 are associated with high incidence of flu mortality and complications. And Monty has been giving us a lot of information about the vitamin D3, and I just think I have to agree with him. I believe every single person should be taking vitamin D3. I mean, Ruth is the only one I have heard of that had a high level, and she, of course, was not over the top anyway, but and we don't know which test she had, if she had the hydroxy 25 or which. So he does talk about he said that those latitudes, and especially people with dark skin, have a much lower vitamin D level and higher risk of infectious diseases. With the widespread use of sun blockers and other sun protection, we're seeing a rise in vitamin D3 deficiency. And pediatricians, listen to this, have reported a return of rickets from severe vitamin D3 deficiency. Before supplementing, one should get a blood level test, though. And normal levels between 75 and 100, he's recommending. Which means that mine is still, I thought I was doing really well. But mine, I think it was like 56 or something. My doctor was very happy that I had gotten it up that high. A deficiency or insufficiency in zinc can occur in conjunction with low vitamin D levels. It's very common with chronic inflammation, as seen with many chronic diseases. Cellular immunity is highly dependent on zinc. Okay. What time is it? I want some discussion. Because everywhere I go, they're standing there at the door offering to give us flu shots. Anybody else have an opinion about that? Other than me.
I think the things that we take have an awful lot to do, and you know, like you mentioned, all the products that we've got that's available to us, to me, that's a real good start. I've been doing some more reading on vaccines and everything else, and particularly into autistic children, and listening to a lot of research and people from the autism organizations. And so I have made the choice not to get my flu shot this year because I feel that with what Dr. Blaylock says, with diet changing, getting the right multivitamins, supplements, all that kind of stuff, all the things that we need, that my chances are good. One thing I did read, it was kind of amazing, is how they found out that in school children that sometimes flu will hit schools or a cycle of colds will go through. But one thing they did find out, and I can't tell you the name of the survey, I read it, and that is that if the immune system of the children are where they need to be, in most cases, they will not come down. In other words, people think, well, if everybody gets the flu, that if somebody in school gets the flu, that everybody's going to get it. And a lot of times you hear them shut down schools because, but they're not shutting them down because everybody has the fuel. They're shutting them down flu because they're shutting them down because everybody, they all think that everybody's going to get the flu. Well, when they find that the immune system of the children or the adults even are higher than the others, that they don't necessarily come down with the colds and the flus. Because all colds are is nothing more than viral. It's a virus. You know, that's why viruses are transmitted through touching, through our hands and touching our eyes and nose and anything else where the virus can get in, which is either through the mouth or the eyes or the nose. So I just really believe that, and I'm starting to understand now, is looking at, I think I said this to you also, Mary Lou, is that there's a bill in front of Congress in draft right now that they're trying to make it a law that everybody in the United States have a flu shot, and if they don't get a flu shot, that there can be detrimental, that the insurance companies can come back and basically refuse to health insurance. So,
wow.
I don't know. I don't know where it's coming, but I think a lot of the good information you gave today with Blaylock is, to me, is just makes totally common sense, and I'm utilizing that in my flu package, or my flu vaccine this year is not the shot. It's food and supplements and doing things that we hear is beneficial.
I was thinking today about taking a picture of my bottle of immunity, my Siaga, my Jade Greenzymes. Taking a picture of it and posting it on Facebook and saying I just had my flu shot.
That'd be great.
Anyway. You know, I've been kind of paranoid about the shots ever since I told you guys I got sick back 39 years ago when I had my last flu shot, and I was sick, very sick that whole year. And so after reading this article, it made sense. I do have to admit that back in those days, I had a real bad habit. I was a smoker, and then reading this today, of course, maybe that was why I was so sick and you know, my immune system was really, really bad, knowing that I smoked back then. I think I got smart in 1988 and finally quit smoking. But another thing, I asked you guys on this call how you felt about the shingles vaccine, and because I had an extreme case of chickenpox when I was a kid, and being the old, I think there were, I had three brothers at the time. I now have five brothers and a sister, but at that time I think I had three. And they each had like one little chicken pox on them, and everybody was laughing at me, and my mother took pictures. I mean, I had them everywhere, in my mouth, in my ears, everywhere. And so I've been debating about getting a shingles vaccine, and then I think I kind of made up my mind I'm going to get one after reading this letter. And this is another... this is another thing, you know, you have to do what you feel is right for you. And I've certainly contemplated on this a lot, but finding out a year ago that I'd had a couple of those little minor strokes and that I have a brain aneurysm, Dr. Blaylock in this letter talks about, he says, stroke risk rises after a shingles outbreak. A recent study of 7,760 cases of herpes zoster, also known as shingles, were examined and followed for 4 years after the onset. Researchers found that the incidence of stroke in the test subjects rose 31 to 428%, depending on the type of infection. Herpes affecting the face had the highest risk. Well, I don't know if I would get herpes on the face, but that is sure, I sure have the chicken pox. They're terrible. It said this organism, the chickenpox virus, can on occasion cause inflammation of selected blood vessels and lead to blockage of the vessel. Most studies now agree that atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, the cause of most strokes, is not caused by elevated cholesterol, but rather by chronic inflammation. Developing shingles is a sign that one's immune system is performing under par, and this can lead to chronic inflammation, which causes this hardening of the arteries, hence the high rate of the strokes. To prevent an outbreak, reduce inflammation while at the same time restoring cellular immunity with beta 1. This is 1.3, 1.6 glucan. He talks mixed tocopherols, well, I can't even name these, high dose of vitamin B, B12, folate, B6, and a high intake of flavonoids, especially green and white tea, curcumin, quercetin, and hesperidin. So, do you guys think that if I took all of those things, I wouldn't need the shingle shot? If I took all of these things that he says, what do you guys think?
I think that's the choice you're going to have to make, dear. I know I want
to. I know. I get so scared that it's going to give me. I guess it. I asked them right there where they were giving the shingles shot. If you give me that shot, is there a way that they could actually give me shingles? Because they said no.
Yeah, I got mine. I think it was 2 years ago. I got it because just for you know, I had chicken pox also. So
you only knew it once in your life.
Of course, I didn't understand so much about vaccines that I do today, but I still think if I had to go make that choice, I know what my choice would be. But
my question is, do you only need one of those in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All righty.
Hey, Mary Lou, this is Margaret again. Back to the shingles vaccine. A couple years ago, my doctor said you would like for me to take the shingles shot, and I wasn't familiar with it all. I didn't know. I had never really experienced associated with a lot of people who had shingles. We just didn't have. I didn't know any people who had shingles particularly. So I just thought that it caused a severe case of itching and it lasted a while and it was gone. And he said, oh no, that it can cause a lot of different things. He said, for example, he had a lady who was about my age and he said that she had shingles and that it affected the use of her arm, that she couldn't even use her arm, and said that a lot of things could happen because of it. So I took it because of that, and as Monty said, they told me I wouldn't have to take it again, so he convinced me that day that I should have it.
Okay. And so you know, Margaret, Ann Neely had a severe case of shingles, and she's never been well since.
Right.
That's a good reminder.
Well, shingles is a nerve type of problem, and unfortunately, once your nerves don't function properly and fire right and everything else, you know, we all know that that's cause a whole lot of problems, period.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all.
Yours.
Pardon me?
I said
pardon me?
It's yours.
The decision is mine. That's absolutely right. Isn't that nice? That there's nobody telling me yet that I have to have that shot. I can make that decision still for myself. Okay. Well, you guys, that's it for today. I have nothing more to add. If anybody else has anything to add, we'd love to hear it.
Great Donna call, Mary Lou.
Wow, thank you. Donna will be doing the call tomorrow, and she's going to talk about non-GMO shopping. And she's said she attached an article, and I sent her a message back. It didn't come. So, but anyway, she's going to talk about non-GMO shopping tomorrow. And it's also Transparent or Terrific Tuesday, and some of us like to do a report so on that day. So anyway, you guys have an awesome day, and we will be here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.